Like Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. We've all heard the cliche, don't judge a book by its cover. And even if we don't think we're doing it, we often are. And people are judging us by the way we seemingly express ourselves through our cars, our clothing, tattoos, the food we eat, many more things. Photographer William Zubik starts with imagery, but his new exhibit and accompanying publication explore the issue of just who we are. It's called Identity, and the show runs Saturdays beginning this weekend at the Frank Juarez Gallery in Sheboygan. The exhibit features clothed and nude pictures of models of various body types and genders, along with a statement from each about themselves. Zubik tells Lake Effect's Dan Harmon what got him thinking about these issues.
Well, the Identity Project came to me actually early on, probably over 10 years ago, in the form of basically a flirtatious poem that I had written. When you're like behind somebody at a stoplight and you're looking at the car in front of you and you see the reflection of their eyes in their rearview mirror, a lot of things come up as to, you know, who this person is, what do they look like beyond what you see in their mirror. You look at their car, what kind of car are they driving, what's hanging from the rearview mirror, what kind of bumper stickers do they have. So you begin to kind of formulate these ideas, which truly are labels and somewhat could be deemed as stereotypes. You know, who is this person in front of you? And so that's kind of where it all began. And then from there, I tried a few different approaches over the years as to how I wanted to create a stronger narrative with this idea. And then I came up with my current project, which, you know, is really about identifying people as individuals and kind of having that respect as you look and have a conversation with somebody and to kind of put some of those other feelings aside instead of prejudging somebody, beginning to get an understanding beyond what you see visually.
And just for the benefit of our listeners, basically you see some of people's faces in the rearview mirror, not full faces.
Correct. And
sometimes it's just eyes, basically.
Mostly eyes and the bridge of the nose for the most part.
Okay. And then on the left side of the pages, and this is the book. I mean, I don't know how it's going to be at the gallery.
It'll be the same way in the gallery. You'll have the picture of them from behind with their clothes on the left-hand side. And then on the right side will be a nude photograph with the mirrored images of their eyes covering their face. And so it's a diptych of them clothed and then them nude.
Okay. Just as I'm curious to hear your answer to this, because everyone thinks that we're pretty good judges of character. Well, I mean, some people I know would admit that they're not, but I think we all think like within 5 seconds we have a really good feel for a person. Do you think after this project, do you think that people generally do, or do we usually get it completely wrong or partially wrong?
Well, I guess it would all depend on if what kind of questions you're asking them. If you're basing it purely on a visual, I think we get it wrong most of the time. If you're actually having a conversation with them, then I think that you probably can get a better idea in a short period of time of what kind of person they are.
And that's what another aspect that we didn't talk about that I find interesting is that just about all of the pages have text. Are these something that you asked them questions and they responded to, or was this pretty, did they have pretty free rein to write their own text?
They had free rein to write their own text. I did, as they left, I handed them a sheet of paper. As they left the studio, I gave them a sheet of paper with a question on it that said, what is the single most thing that you would like people to know about you that isn't necessarily apparent by your physical presence or a brief casual conversation? And so then they emailed that response back to me at a later date. And what I found interesting was as I was getting these responses back, I took the liberty of kind of deciding what image that was reflected in the rearview mirror I put over their head to be included with their nude photo. And oftentimes I really found I felt I was quite accurate in interpreting based on just my own interaction with them during the photo session that what they ended up saying in their statement and how I kind of put their image together had a really strong connection and relationship. So I think I feel like I did a really good job of listening to them while they were in the photo studio as we were having conversations and then just paying attention to their body language. as I was taking their pictures. And then it was actually a real pleasant surprise when I would get their statements back that I felt I was being as true as I could be to the whole experience of having done the photo shoot and then matching it up to their statement.
Did you have a say in the selection of poses or clothes in the clothes photographs?
The clothes, what I asked them to do is to just wear what they would normally wear or how they wanted to be represented. So I did not choose, you know, any kind of wardrobe that they would wear. That was completely up to them. The posing, both clothed and nude, I didn't want to direct it at all. And as a commercial photographer, I tend to direct everything extremely to the, you know, minute detail. So there were times where you would look at a photo when they were in front of you and it would be like, oh, if they would just swing their hip a little bit to the right, what a great picture that would be. And I didn't want to influence the photograph. I wanted them to react and make it completely their own. So the only part that I really directed was having the reflected image of their eyes in the mirror, in the rearview mirror. I just actually asked everybody to kind of look left, right, up, and down. So I kind of had a variety of looks to choose from that I could then match to the body image that they chose.
It's astounding to me just how much personality comes off of these photographs. And for me, just my personal take on it was the clothed photographs, way more personality, but perhaps that's because clothing is a reflection of our personalities. And the nude ones still had some personality in them, but less so. What did you think about that?
Well, I think they had personality, but it almost became, I think the clothes, just as the mirror is kind of a mask in this case, clothes to most of us, it represents a sort of a mask or how you want to be represented. So when it came to doing the nude photograph, which was the last part of the process during the shooting session, you know, they just didn't have any of that, those barriers left anymore. And as you look through the catalog and read some of the statements and then based on some of the personal conversations that I had with them, you began to really kind of see a lot more of their inward personality and the vulnerabilities that they had. And that came across oftentimes in how they decided to pose, which was, again, completely up to them how they wanted to represent themselves. So I guess when I look at it, I see it. I think they both have value and personality, but I think one is definitely more of an external kind of view as with their clothes on, and then the other one becomes a much more emotional kind of posing. So I think it's accurate to say that they both have equal personality, just kind of in different ways.
And I think at least two of them, or maybe three in their statements, said, I appear to be confident on the outside, but on the inside, I'm really not. I'm still struggling with identity issues.
Exactly. And what I found interesting was, you know, there was one gentleman that I photographed that, you know, me being a short and a stout person physically, I would be the type of person that would look at this individual and he's tall and he had a good physique. And you're like, wow, you know, how awesome that must be to kind of have that kind of look. And here was a gentleman that was very insecure about how he looked. And yet, you know, somebody who may not have his looks looks at him with a certain sense of wanting to almost have that kind of physique. And so just because you look a certain way doesn't mean that you necessarily carry that confidence that other people might assume goes with it.
Why did you choose to do this all in black and white?
Well, I think that the colors distract a little bit from just kind of looking at the shape and the form. So I kind of wanted to take that away from the viewer. And a lot of the work that I do just tends to be in black and white. So it's kind of the genre that I prefer to work in. And I do some color work, but I just felt that it would just kind of, again, strip away some of those external kind of things and make you look a little bit harder at the individual. And then also, it does allow you to kind of make your own interpretations and decisions, again, which can become more label type of things and stereotypes. But I wanted to kind of give the viewer the opportunity to kind of look at it and say, well, that could be me, you know, that could be my friend, and just kind of build their own story around who these people might be.
Now, there's quite a few subjects in the book anyway. Were there more people that you narrowed it down to, the ones that you represented in the book, or were these the ones, the people that you chose, and they're the ones you stuck with?
You know, when I first started the project, I had no idea how many people I would get to volunteer to be in this. And so my goal was to have 25 individuals, and I ended up with 33. And so everyone that is in the book or the catalog, I did, you know, are all of the people that I photographed. For the gallery exhibition, space limitations only allow me to put 19 of the people into the show. But what I found interesting, since I didn't try to pick and choose necessarily who ended up being in the series, I ended up with 19 women and 14 men who volunteered to be in this series. And so when I show the 19 images, I wanted to keep that ratio because I felt there's some information there as well that we can kind of look at, you know, as to identity. And I think, you know, this is me just kind of putting my own perception on it, but I think that women definitely have a much more difficult time with identity than most men do, even though I do believe, having done this series, that men have their own experiences and insecurities as well.
Would you say this is mainly related to our self-image or body image?
I think it's both because, I think as our self-image, that's kind of the clothed individual. And that's the perception, and that's how people see us in public and in most of our daily lives. And then the nude part, I think, becomes more of that emotional and that private moment. But yet they're all related. And when you get up in the morning and you look in the mirror, you kind of judge yourself, you know, and you judge it based on other people you know and things you see on TV and what you see in the magazines. And there are all these, you know, expectations put upon all of us about what, you know, maybe we should look like or what's the perfect body or, you know, all these different things. If you're a businessman, maybe you shouldn't have so many tattoos and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, I think we, you know, all that information is just always present in our minds. And so when you're looking at yourself in the mirror, you're also judging yourself based on all these external factors.
Well, it was very interesting to look and read. William Zubik, thank you very much for coming on Lake Effect.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Photographer William Zubik's exhibit is called Identity. It runs Saturdays through November 16th at the Frank Juarez Gallery in Sheboygan. He spoke with Dan Harmon, and you can find links to more information at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Next on the program, one Enophile's journey into podcasting. Ray Pfister joins us on a special anniversary when we return on Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.